everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and it is an honor and a privilege to be able to spend this night here, Monday night, with you. I know that many of you are watching live via streaming on the web right now, and for those of you that are listening on the phone, we're excited to be on this call with you tonight, and I hope you're ready and you're poised with paper and pen and lots of it, because we are going to be frantically giving you lots of information, lots of training that you are going to be able to use now. Not next year, not once you get good at it, but we're talking right now. After this call, you will be able to produce results instantaneously, just as one of my clients by the name of Walter took a call I did 5 years ago, heard a call just like this on a phone, and took the information, hung up from the conference call, started making dials for his own personal home-based business, and made $2,000 in just 7 days from one little tip that was spoken on a call just like this. And so I know personally, from all the thousands of testimonials that we've been so very blessed to receive from all of you, as well as many of you that are not even on the phone, that you're watching this tomorrow or the next day or the next day, we know based on the results our clients have gotten that the information I'm going to give you tonight is certainly going to help to explode whatever it is that you're doing. If you're in sales, no question. If you're not, no question. You're going to be able to use this information to be able to help your life get easier, more efficient, and stop dealing with people's excuses of, I don't have the money, or I need to wait a couple of weeks, or things like that, or the economy's so bad right now, all those kinds of things. But for those of you, this is your very first time tuning in live via the internet or on the phone. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a very abusive home. The home I grew up in was a home of poverty and violence. Period. I did not grow up with any confidence. I wasn't the kind of person that had dreams that I was going to go become something great someday or do something great. I had no desire to help people. I had no desire to make money. I had no desire but to wind up with a man that wouldn't abuse me or the children that I wanted to have someday. So when I was 19 and I'd been out of the house for a couple of years at that point, I got introduced by a friend to go into business for myself. And to be honest with you, I got started on a failure equation. I seriously did not think that people like me who grew up on welfare, pregnant at 17, would ever succeed in anything. I did not think that people who had parents like mine or grew up where I grew up ever even had a chance to become anything in life other than, you know, hopefully someday it'd be a dream to not have a guy beat me. So I get started on a failure equation because I figured that if it took me 20 years to get good at it the way that the people that I had seen from one particular training that I had been to, I thought, man, if it takes me 20 years to get good like they are, and if I fail their income by 90%, I still would be doing better than if I was working at JCPenney's. And that's the reason why I actually got started, was on a failure equation, not a, oh, I can do that. Oh, let me at it. That's not why I got started. I got started because I figured even if I failed, I still would be doing better than if I stayed working at JCPenney's. I quit my job. I came in full time. Business mistake number one. Zero business experience at all. And here I'm trying to make something work that I had no experience in at all. Thinking that my job at JCPenney's was somehow trained me to succeed in business for myself in a completely different industry. Well, it hadn't, and neither had life at that point. And I failed for 6 months miserably. I couldn't get anything to go well for me. I mean, nothing. I mean, it was a horrible, nasty experience for 6 months. Then I had met a young man who had been just 4 years older than I was. He was making $15,000 more a month than I was, which meant his check was $15,000 a month. And I begged him, you know, how has this happened for you? And he said, you need to go to this training seminar. And I was about to give him a bunch of excuses. I didn't have the money to go to a seminar. I'd been living off of my credit cards for 6 months. I had not made a dime yet. Nothing was working. And why was I going to invest more money into a seminar to help my business that, you know, was failing already? It didn't make any sense to me. I didn't have any more money to invest into a business that was failing. But he told me if I didn't go, I might as well just quit now and put myself out of my misery. So I went. I borrowed the money. I changed some very important plans. In fact, my boyfriend at the time was turning 30, and it was his big birthday, and I was the one putting the birthday bash on, and it meant me not going to that party that I was hosting and borrowing the money from him so I could go to that training seminar. Well, he was gracious enough to let me go. I went, I came out, and in the first 8 days applying the information that I had learned, I made $4,000. The next month, I brought 11 people to the next training with me because I figured something out. I didn't have to be smart to be able to make it. I didn't have to know everything. I didn't have to be the big expert. And that relieved me. I figured, okay, well, this man is doing this, so I'll just put other people in front of this system. And in that, everything took off. My next check was $11,000. The next time I brought over 25 people to that event, made $15,000. Then the most amount of people I'd brought in a six-month period, all in 1 month, brought over 60 people from the West Coast all the way to New Jersey. My income jumped just under $21,000 in 1 month. This blew my mind. I then did what most people do after they've had a little bit of success. I got very unteachable, and I thought I had it all figured out, and I began to change what I was doing. And I also ran off, and I got married to a guy I only knew for a few days, seven to be exact. And he moved me off to the state of Hawaii, drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with $2.03 to my name and a $35,000 debt. Completely broke. I mean, completely broke. Living out of my car, sleeping in public places, showering in public places. Thank God it was Hawaii and not Oakland or San Francisco or some city around the world, but it was living on a beach and 50 pounds overweight. No money coming in. I lost my business. I lost my husband. I was far away from anyone that was familiar to me. The only way to, I couldn't drive to my mother's house, or I couldn't drive to my auntie's house. No, I'm in Hawaii. It's out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. The only way to get to the mainland was to fly or take a long boat trip. And both of those took money, and I don't think I was going to make it if I was going to swim. So I had to bootstrap it. I spent about 30 days completely homeless, not knowing where food was going to come from, not knowing where money was going to come from, not knowing if I was going to be hurt or brutally beaten at night while I was trying to sleep out in public places. It was devastating. Started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth with the information that I learned the year before. Let me tell you something of how this actually works. Skill is something you can never lose. My husband stole my money, my dignity. He stole my faith. He stole my belief in myself and a future. He robbed me blind of my finances, my credit cards. He robbed me in every way that I could be robbed. Confidence, all of it. I got robbed of everything. But there's one thing he could not steal from me, and it's the same thing that can't be stolen from you. And that's your skill. Your skill, once you develop your skill set, that's yours, and it's yours forever. As long as you continue to use it, it will continue to profit for you. So I used those skills I learned the year before and wound up making in 4 days $2,000. Then the next month I put in 30 hours of work, made $6,500, and coming up here real short, maybe in about a month, we're going to be teaching you exactly in about 30 days, exactly how in 4 days do you make $2,000. I'm going to show you step by step how to do that. My first 45 days made $18,000. First year made $250,000. By the end of my second year, became a millionaire for the very first time. I guess my husband left too soon. He took me for $35,000. Could have taken me for a whole lot more than that. Since then, have remarried a wonderful and amazing man that I've been with now for 17 and a half years. We have a total of 5 children, 2 grandchildren. We've been very blessed to be able to help people to succeed wildly in the marketplace. Those that have made a decision that going up is the only way for them. Those who have decided to pay attention, follow directions, and do step-by-step what we show them, just as I'm going to give you step-by-step how to be able to close some difficult deals right now, how to be able to bring that prospect that's giving you the excuse that they don't have the money, the economy's bad, they get paid in 2 weeks, instead of you being taken for a ride on a runaround little merry-go-round thing that just keeps going around and around and around, and they say call me back, and you do, and they say call me back, and then they're never there. And rather than you being on that deal, you're going to switch the table on those people, and they're going to step up, those that are ready, those that are right, because you're not looking for everybody, you're looking for the right ones. You don't need everybody that you're talking to, you only need a few. The truth is you can generate a six-figure income on a 10% closing ratio, which is 1 out of 10 people that you're going to talk to. So the question is, did you talk to 10 today? It's a darn good question. Have you talked to 10 today? In fact, write down, how many did you talk to today? How many people did you actually pick up the phone, present whatever product, service, or idea it is that you are marketing? Or let's say that you're out there looking for a job right now. Let's say you're out there in the market looking in what they call a tough economy, which I think is a complete crack up. I mean, if we were to rewind some tapes and we were to look at some speeches in 1981 with President Reagan, if we were to look at some speeches from Carter in the 70s, guess what we would hear? The same crap that we're hearing today. I'm sure we could turn back the television 50 years and we would hear the same stinking speeches that we're hearing now. Fear, fear, fear. Everything's bad. It's getting worse. The economy's terrible. I don't know about that. All I know is that in a bad economy, Tina came to First Steps to Success, came out and took her 6% closing ratios in a bad economy and jumped it up to 50% after her second First Steps to Success. In the same economy. How is that possible? That blows my mind. I could tell you stories for hours of people who increased their skill set in a bad economy and have profited more in a bad economy, yep, than they did before. And it had nothing to do with the economy, has everything to do with skill. And why? Because those that are carefully skilled, those who have a skill set that is worthy in the marketplace of producing results. And how you know whether or not you have the skill is based on the results you produced today, yesterday, the day before. Not what you did 10 years from now. Your success from 10 years ago, your success from 5 years ago, your success from 1 year ago is a has-been level of success. It's about what are we producing now, here, today, moving tomorrow, the next day, and in the future. And so I could tell you literally, come on, here's Christopher. Many of you heard him last week on the call with Mr. Hans Johnson. Phenomenal story. This kid in a bad recession. Now, come on. Come on, come on. If there was going to be a market, if there was going to be a market that you would think could take a hit in an economy like this, I think it could be personal training, don't you? I mean, wouldn't that be logical that, you know, people are losing everything, they can't afford nothing, so, you know, first thing off the list, let's scratch out the personal trainer. Nope, this guy actually sold $27,000 worth of personal training his first month. Huh? Became the number one personal trainer in his company with 550 other personal trainers. And what did he do? Became number one, generating a six-figure income as a personal trainer. He got a job in a bad economy using what? Skill sets that he learned at First Steps to Success. I don't know. All I know is if you are believing the news out there, then you better be believing that you better have a skill set that beats the economy as our clients have. And so all I know is our clients are answering the news with results. And the results of what? Their sales increasing. Nathan made $20,000. A broke musician living off of his credit cards made, after his first steps, $20,000 his first week. Economy didn't change. The recession didn't change. Nope. What changed? Nathan's skill set changed after just 2 days. If you take what I'm going to share with you today, which is like a few minutes out of a two-day workshop that we do, a few minutes, you take this information, you're going to do something with it. You can increase your skill set. Moving forward, I can't wait. We're going to be in Orlando, Florida. All I know is there going to be many more Tinas and Christophers and Nathans and Tylers and Melindas coming out of that workshop, just like what just came out of Dallas, that are going to say, I don't know. All I know is the recession. Whatever. They increased their skill set, increased their results, increased their incomes, paid off debt. Yeah, that's the answer to the recession. All I know is that all of us here at Work at Home Profit Zone are going to make a difference in the economy as it is right now simply by answering the recession with results. That's what it must be for you and for me. I'm on a mission right now to create more and more and more results with our clients to equip you to succeed wildly out there in the marketplace. Now, most of us that are on the phone right now, we are all from Work at Home Profit Zone. It's an honor and a privilege to be talking on behalf of Work at Home Profit Zone. If you're not yet a member with us, please go now. Check out workathomeprofitzone.com. Again, that's workathomeprofitzone.com. That is a website that has free, get $1,000 right now, $1,000 free access into a success vault that is available there for you. All you got to do is go to workathomeprofitzone.com, fill out this little form to become a free member, and you're going to have access to over $1,000 of free content, skill development to help you at whatever it is that you do right now. It's going to help you in your marriage, with your kids. It's going to help you with your finances. It's going to help you get out of debt. It's going to help you get a better job. It's going to help you take the job that you're in and promote you up. It's going to help whatever business you're in if you're working from home. It's going to give you some skill sets that are going to change the ratios that you're suffering through right now and take those ratios through the roof where people are asking you, just like my client Patty, who was not succeeding, was failing, now the number one person in her company, as well as Elizabeth, the number one recruiter in their companies, before doing nothing, increased their skill set in a bad recession, now are considered number one in their companies. Now everyone's coming to them saying, how? How have you done it? How are you succeeding? How are you getting these results? Don't you want to be the person that people are coming to and asking how? Yes, I think we all do. Anyway, so let's get right down to it. Now let's talk about this. I am here to commit to you that I'm going to show you a three-step process that every prospect has to go through, whether the economy is good or bad. No matter what is happening with the stock market, no matter what's happening in real estate, this is the process that every mind of every prospect, whether your prospect is a future homeowner, whether your prospect is a future home seller, whether your prospect is somebody for mortgages, whether your prospect is someone for your skincare, for your legal services, whether it's for your vitamins, your potions, your lotions, your oils, your travel services, your insurance services, it doesn't matter, okay? None of that makes a difference. Every single human being that is a prospect looking at what you got has the same process in their mind, three questions that their mind has to go through. Number one, this has to get answered. Is it simple? Is it simple? Number two, does it work? Number three, can I do this? Okay. Three questions, or call the third one a statement. I think I can do this. If they answer yes to the first two questions, the third thing is a done deal. So again, if in their mind, they're always looking at what you're doing, deciding whether or not they think they can do it. So if they see you being like super smooth and you're like this killer smooth operator and you're like super debonair and you're like all that and you sound like a radio announcer on the phone, I can guarantee you they're looking at you saying, I don't want to do that. That's the truth. They're looking at you going, what is that guy doing? Who is he anyway? Where's the real person? Knock, knock. Can the real guy please come forward? If you are coming across overly salesy, they're looking at what you're doing saying, I don't think I want to do that. But if you represent yourself in a very simple form, now let me tell you something. Most people will not do what I'm about to share with you that you ought to do. Most people are not willing because they care more about their ego than they do their bank account. And that's something you have to make a decision as to what really matters to you tonight. If you want your bank account to grow, you're going to have to take ego out the door. And why? Because I will tell you to do some things that are not going to gel with your ego. Oh, no, no, no. It's called humility. And what does that look like? Well, whenever I was done, even now, done with a prospect that I'm closing, I actually read the script right in front of them. Yep. Before the script book ever existed, I had the script on page 22. By the way, if you have this, open it up. Now, okay, I'm on 22 right now. I'm not going to close. I'm going to show how to handle the objections. But if you have this, that's what it looks like. Go get it right now. Don't mess around. You need both, actually. Tonight, you need both of them. You need the blue one, the supplemental script book, and you need the green one, the script book with the audios. Open up those right now. For those of you that don't have that, you don't even know what it is, don't worry about it. You'll catch up eventually. No, I'm kidding. You can go to workathomeprofitzone.com. Again, go to workathomeprofitzone.com. I believe on the left-hand side, you'll see, once you're in the members area, of course, and if you're already logged in, it'll pull it up real fast. You'll see some tools, some success tools in there, the script book. In fact, I think there's a picture of the script book right on the front page there. Anyway, if you don't have it, you are no competition for anybody that has it, and that's sad. This helps you to have the words to say to every objection you're ever going to get. The words are already written down for you. There's no thinking. There's no guessing, nothing. But more importantly, you're totally duplicatable. What do you mean by that? Well, watch. Here I was, super successful, and even when I wasn't, okay, I'd pull out a closing script and read it, okay, and ask the question to my prospect while they're watching me read the script. Why do I do that? Because it answers the first question. Is it simple? They see me reading. The subconscious mind, the subconscious question is it simple? The answer is, I can read. Okay. So that's why it's important to remain duplicatable. And that's why it's important to keep things simple. If things are difficult, the answer is no, it's not simple. If the answer is no to is it simple, but the answer is yes to does it work, 99% of the people are going to say, I want to think about it. Okay? Because if it's difficult and it has an appearance of taking so long to learn how to do it, the answer is no, I can't do this. And so they'll give you an excuse like, I don't have the money. They'll give you an excuse like, I can't afford it right now. They'll give you an excuse like, I need to talk to my spouse. They're going to give you some other lame objection whenever the answer to questions 1 and 2 is not answered properly. And so is it simple? Is what you're doing simple or is it complicated? Are you overcomplicating it? You see, the reason why we have things like our script book is because anybody can read. The whole model, in fact, we're teaching here in about a week. Yeah, about a week. We're teaching a week and a half. A teleseminar on duplication and what causes duplication not to happen and simple ways to make yourself duplicatable so that it does happen. And the model is always McDonald's. McDonald's is by far, they set the model up for duplication so beautifully that they built a multi-billion dollar enterprise on what? Pimple-faced teenagers. They built it on kids. Kids. Okay, and it's so duplicatable and so simple that it's like a buzzer goes off telling them when to take the fries out or when to flip the burger. And so this is why it's important that what you do has got to be simple enough that anybody can do it. And unfortunately, most people care so much about looking good to their prospect, they don't realize that they are looking too good to their prospect. And can you look too good to your prospect? Oh, yes, you can. If you look too smooth and too good and so original, it does not say it. It says, oh my gosh, they can do it because they got a great personality, or they can do it because they're really smart, or they could do it because they have an education. Well, this is why I was able to get a lot of people started, because I had none of that. And I had dyslexia and I wasn't smart and I didn't have a good past. And so people would look at me and say, okay, if she can do it, so can I. And that is the answer you simply are looking for, okay? So again, is it simple? Is it simple? The only thing that determines that is they're seeing what you're doing. If what you're doing is overly complicated, they know they can't, okay? Number two, does it work? The only thing that tells them that it works or not are testimonials. Testimonials by far are the most important component in handling objections. It's the most important component in getting somebody started. It's the most important component of all of your presentations. It is by far the most important component of getting people to go to work and to keep working. Testimonials by far is no question the most powerful tool that you have for any kind of marketing as well as motivation. So it's very important that you have a lot of testimonials. Now, if you don't have access to testimonials, you can use our website for testimonials. We are a part, Work at Home Profit Zone has spent thousands of dollars to build this site and to put video together as well as audio, as well as print testimonials that you can use simply for your business. And why? You have to understand that your product is only a vehicle. Your business is only a vehicle. The training is far more important concerning your vehicle than the vehicle itself. And why? Because none of your products sell themselves, and none of your products are going to make anybody money unless somebody is skilled to be able to go tell other people about that product and is skilled to motivate and mobilize other people to send referrals or to bring in other business associates to drive distribution channels all over the world for you. And so the truth is a product will sit on a shelf without the person. If the person has no skill, the product still sits on the shelf. Isn't that true? It's absolutely true. So no product ever sells itself is the bottom line. And if people tell you that, it is nothing but hype. Every time I hear that, I'm like, come on, grow up. There's no product that can sell itself. Every product has to have a human being, human mouth, or human words have been typed on some kind of sales copy to be able to tell people about it. Prime example, I'm a product. This call is a product, and this call is a free product, in fact. And so when you got the email about concerning this product, it took somebody else, a human being, to let you know that this thing was actually taking place. That human being was skilled enough to get however many are watching, and I know at least 1,500 people are between watching and listening online right now, and thousands will be listening as we move forward. Why? Skill set is the thing that made that happen. Skill, a skilled human being. So the product itself, and I'm the product, would still be sitting at home tonight doing dishes or whatever it is that I would be doing tonight at 7 o'clock. So testimonials are the only thing that is going to tell anybody whether or not this works. Not the product itself, not the marketing system itself, not the service itself. You got to get your mindset wrapped around a much bigger picture, because if your skill set is focused on how well you know your product, I'm going to tell you right now, that is not simple. That does not make people get started in your business. In fact, many of those that are so good at knowing their products, Yeah, they typically are the ones that don't make a lot of money. And it's sad because they've been taught the smarter you are, the more you make. No, the more skill you have, the more money you make. So, is it simple? Does knowing all the ingredients about your product, is that simple? No way. That prospect is looking at you going, oh, it's going to take me like 10 years to learn all that information, and I really don't care. Does it work? Let me ask you this. When McDonald's sells you a hamburger, do they tell you how much fat is in that hamburger? Nope. Is that what made you buy it? Did they tell you where that meat actually came from? If you knew, you wouldn't buy it. Did they tell you what is really in that milkshake and how they make it? Mm-mm. They didn't tell you any of that stuff. You had knew no facts at all about the product that you put in your mouth that could give you a heart attack and that I put in my mouth. So what is the thing that drives us to McDonald's to get that Big Mac? Oh, or those two cheeseburgers with a medium-sized fry, extra crispy? What does it? It is the story. I'm loving it. That's their story. What's their story? Their story is you can get food real fast. It's fun to go to McDonald's. Kids are happy when they're at McDonald's. Everyone's happy at McDonald's. That's the story that they are subliminally selling you. They're showing you that it works. Oh, I can go really fast and I can have food in my belly inside of a few minutes. That's the story. So is it simple? Does it work? Testimonials are the only thing that are going to drive people to want to use or take advantage of or purchase what it is that you're offering them. So you got to become an amazing testimonial teller. You've got to be an amazing person at giving story after story after story after story, especially if you're running into the money objection. I want you to go and listen to as many testimonials of people that were flat broke, who didn't have anything, who couldn't afford nothing and found a way. And you got to memorize those, because as of what I'm showing you tonight, you're going to use those testimonials to handle those objections and bring those people to make a decision and to make it win now. That's how it's going to happen. That's how this thing's going to lay down. So if you don't have any, go to workathomeprofitzone.com. You will see on the sidebars, once you become a member, okay, all of this stuff is free and available for it to you. If you go to workathomeprofitzone.com, fill out that little form, tiny little form. Fill it out. It's going to take you into the members area. In the members area, you will see there are things, sidebars, okay? There's sidebars where it's got little black. It says play and stop, I think. Play, stop, something like that. And they are audio testimonials of people who have called in. And we'll give you the phone number. You can call in and leave a testimony on your stuff. So we have audio testimonials there. We have video testimonials. If you go to Work at Home Profit Zone, click on events. Actually, just if you go to Work at Home Profit Zone, right in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a testimonial video. Video of people who just came out of Dallas, Texas, and here are their stories, okay? So you could write those stories down, or you could say, here, do you have access to the internet while talking to me? Go to workathomeprofitzone.com and sit there and press play. Bam, there's some testimonials. Now that process is simple. All you do is say, go to workathomeprofitzone.com, press play. And sometimes, actually, most of the time, I think it just starts playing automatically. Watch the video. Okay, that's a simple process in the prospect's mind. It answers the question, is it simple? Yes, it is. Okay, does it work? Testimonials are telling me that, yes, it works. Why? Results prove that it works. Okay, so there's other people that they can identify with, and they're saying, hey, if they can, so can I. So that answers those two very important questions. And then what was the third thing that comes in? The statement of, I think I can do that. If they can, so can I. I think I can do that. That's simple. It works. I can do this. So that's why I got started. I'm sure that's why you got started and whatever it is that you're doing as well. So let me help you to determine whether or not you're wasting your time with somebody. Let me help you to determine whether or not you need to tell somebody else no. Whether or not you need to tell somebody this is definitely not for you, and good luck to you, buddy. Let's go ahead. I'm going to actually have JP, you're role-playing with me tonight, correct?
Yes, I am.
Ooh. Jordan, can I have his volume up? Because I can barely hear him. Is there a way to turn JP up? If that's...
Let me try something different, okay?
Okay, because I can barely hear you, dude. And my volume is... Ooh, ooh, ooh. JP, are you there? Ooh,
how about that?
I can hear you so much better.
There we go.
There you go. There's the radio man.
That's right.
JP, tell that story right now. This is awesome. This is awesome because you and I both got each other started at one point. And for those of you listening, JP is actually the wonderful, just amazing friend that had me on a list of people to call. He and I had had been friends, dating, and JP actually called me to introduce me to getting into business for myself. He's the reason why we're here tonight, almost 20 years later, and I'm very, very blessed to have you. But then I returned the favor about a year and a half later, got him started after my business had been embezzled, got him started in a business, and he was my first person that did not have a 90 to 100% closing ratio. And he was here in California. All of us were in Hawaii, and he heard all these pot-smoking kids closing people left and right. And I could tell that story right now, but I won't. But anyway, JP, tell what happened. I mean, you ran that first ad. You read the same script that everybody else is reading, and what happened?
Pretty much nothing. Nobody wanted we were selling a weight loss program, and nobody wanted it for me.
But other people were running the same exact ad, and?
And they were closing everybody. And they were talking like this, you know. I don't know.
Okay.
I was selling like this. Hey.
And
so,
how
much weight do you want to lose?
Listen, everybody, I'm telling you, this is how it was. And I said, okay, well, JP, you know, let me hear you do a call. And oh my gosh, come on, give us the radio announcer. Show them right now.
So, how much weight do you want to lose?
50 pounds.
Great. We can take care of that. So what other diet programs have you tried before?
Click. So JP was having people hang up on him, all that kind of stuff, and then basically taught him to just be himself and just be him, be real, the same way that we would talk to each other on the phone with friends. He then got back on the phone, and what happened, JP?
The next 8 out of 10 said yes. Awesome.
It was so awesome. Okay, so anyway, JP and I have been working together for about 20 years now, and so he and I are going to role play this out where we're going to go through this objection and really how to determine who should you personally as the prospector, as the business developer, okay, let's define that right now. You're a business developer, not a salesman, okay? As a business developer, your job is to interview to see if these people have the kind of qualities and skill sets you're looking for. It means that you're in a position of this. You have a accepted stamp and a rejected stamp, okay? And so either you're going to put accepted on somebody or rejected on somebody. They do not determine whether or not they reject the opportunity. You determine whether or not the opportunity is a fit for them based on what you see and hear them do, not on anything else. Based on, do they follow through? What are they whining through a presentation? Are they showing up for the presentation? If they're not, they're rejecting themselves. See ya. Goodbye. Somebody like tries to get a job in a great corporation and they show up late, or they don't show up at all, or they don't follow through. They're not going to get a job there. They ain't going to get a career here. Those kind of skill sets cause people to fail in any profession. Your job is to be able to filter through who has what it takes to make it. Not who is a yes and who is a no. You're not looking for people with money. You're looking for people who want to go to work, who have a track record of working, who've had some kind of success in their life. You know, meaning they could hold down a job, meaning that they went after something and they achieved it. I don't care if their achievement might be that they've been married for 25 years. Shows commitment, shows determination, shows problem solving, shows patience, shows like a giant list of things. Someone to succeed in marriage for 25 years, because it's certainly, we all know it's not about finding the right person. That is a fallacy. It's a major fallacy. Because if that was the case, then what about those prearranged marriages that last longer than the marriages that last here in the United States? Anyway, so here we go. So JP, JP's going to play my prospect who doesn't have the money. And so for those of you that are watching, what I want you to do, and so I would have already read him all the closing script, and I, let's say I already have information on him. I've already discovered his sign. If you don't know what that is, go to workathomeprofitzone.com. Get your free membership in there. You'll find some calls on prospecting where we define what is the sign. The sign is their strengths, interests, goals, and needs. So I already found this information out from him. If I did the prospecting portion correct, I know this information, and now it's going to be simple to derive this through. So, okay, JP, you're going to tell me that you can't afford it. All right, so JP, welcome aboard. Where do you see yourself getting started, the bottom or the top?
Well, I'd like to start at the top, but I don't have any money to do this right now, so I don't know what I can do.
Okay, so JP, is it that you are absolutely time out? We're on page 67. Turn to page 67 in the blue script book, okay? That's where the script is. Get some scratch paper here. It's important that you take notes all the time. And I use scratch paper because it, you know, makes sense. Okay, so page 67. Turn there now, guys. And by the way, if you're watching on the web, quit chatting. Quit talking to each other. Talk later. Take advantage of the information that is right here, right now. Learn now so you can pick up the phone after we're done and start making money with it. I know that my fellow Sapphires from First Steps, they love talking to each other. It's time to focus, guys. It's time to get some sales. Time to get some results. Time to create some stories. Time to help some people who think they can't afford it to get started in your business right now. Okay, so JP, is it that you're absolutely serious about being able to provide braces for your son and to be able to put him through college, you know, when the time comes right here in just a few years, and to be able to pay off that debt and some of the money that you owe, and that maybe you've just fallen on some hard times and you just don't have any extra money? Or are you just telling me you can't afford it because you're really not serious at all about being able to help your son get those braces, help to put together that college fund, and be able to pay off some of those debts, and that you just don't want to hurt my feelings?
Oh, no, I'm serious. I just don't know where the heck I can get the money to do this.
Okay. So, JP, I typically don't do this unless I'm absolutely serious and unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain that the person is deadly serious. And if I am certain that we are not going to waste each other's time, then I am willing to take a risk on you. Now, I can pre-launch your business if I know that you are deadly serious. In fact, if you're as serious as Danny Johnson was, who was homeless, she had $35,000 debt. All her cards were completely maxed out. Her family had disowned her. Her husband had just left her and left her for another woman. She was destitute, literally living in public places and showering in public places. And if I'm totally convinced that you're as serious as she was able to just bootstrap it. She found the money to get herself started. And her first 4 days, she became profitable, making $2,000 in just 4 days. She went to work following directions, went to First Step Success, and did everything that she was told to do. And she wound up making it in 45 days. She made $18,000. Now, if I'm convinced you're as serious as she is or as serious as Betty is, Betty, very similar situation. She had just lost her husband. Her husband left her nothing but a debt. He was young. They both were young, and she did not have any way to get herself out of this debt that she was in, no way to be able to provide those kids that were left behind. And yet, Betty wound up just going to work with us right away and figuring out how to solve that issue. And, Betty wound up making over $10,000 part-time her first 4 months. And so if I'm convinced that you are as serious as they were, then I'd be willing to take a risk on you. So the ball's in your court, JP. You tell me, how serious are you?
Oh, I'm deadly serious. I'm sick and tired of being broke.
Tell me why.
Well, I'm just looking at my situation, and I've got a son that's going to graduate in a couple of years, and I was fortunate enough, my dad put me through college. I want to do the same thing for my kid. And, I just don't want to be worrying about money all the time.
Okay, great. Welcome aboard. Do you still have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. I've got a list of homework here for you, and we're going to get your training underway, and let's see if we can earn some of that money to get yourself started. But, JP, honestly, if when I meet with you tomorrow on the phone and the homework is not done, I'm really sorry. We're going to have to cut our losses early, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So if you do the homework, then I'll know that you're serious, and I'm willing to go the next step with you. Okay, so you have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. Number one, I need you to go to workathomeprofitzone.com.
Workathomeprofitzone.com.
Time out right here. For those of you that have the script book, and you're where I'm at, you're reading along. We're now on page 68. Scratch out DannyJohnson.com. It's much faster if you just send them to Work at Home Profit Zone, okay? This is back before Work at Home Profit Zone was ever in existence. So just scratch out DannyJohnson.com. Issa, if you're listening, please write that down. That needs to be edited. Work at Home Profit Zone. So you got that workathomeprofitzone.com.
Got it.
Okay. And right when you get to Work at Home Profit Zone, you'll see a video in the top right-hand corner. Okay. I want you to go ahead and watch that video. That's the first thing that we'll need you to do to begin with. Number two, I need you to click, I need you to fill out the form and become a free member. And in fact, do you have access on the phone, to the internet while talking to me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just run over to your computer. I want to make sure you have no problem finding the information. So go ahead and head over to workathomeprofitzone.com.
Okay.
Okay. And go ahead and type that in. Let me know. And it does. Let's time out right here. Okay, what I'm doing is this, and understand this. This is an approach, okay, that I've used for many years. I was not so much of your in-your-face kind of closer. There were seasons where I was, there were seasons where I wasn't. I will tell you that what I'm demonstrating right now is a very simple, duplicatable close, and it comes from a system. In fact, if I can get that, it's Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. A very powerful, powerful system of Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. Now, let me tell you how it works. The way it works is that you will slowly begin to bring somebody through an involvement process. I call it an incubation. That incubation is that when the person is ready to get over their fears and excuses, they then pop up and say, I'm ready to get started, which is them upgrading through your plan, whatever your system is. And so in this way, this is a very non-confrontive, very simple, very easy way. But the important thing is that you need to make sure that your body language, when you're talking to JP, who just gave you the excuse that he really doesn't have the money, you're going to walk him through. And basically, you're going to back him into your plan, not front-end him into the plan, but back him into the plan. And that's through him getting more comfortable enough and more hearing more testimonials and seeing the presentation again to where he starts to feel comfortable enough to say, yes, I want to do it. That's this one right here. It's the yellow one. Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. You can find that in the tools at Work at Home Profit Zone. This is gold. Oh, my gosh. This is such gold. Anybody can close the way that this CD set talks about Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. So, again, that's at Work at Home Profit Zone. Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. Get a hold of that. That's the process I'm walking them through. But you need to understand how it works. It's 2 hours of training that's on that thing. Okay. So, anyway. I'm backing him in, and why? I'm going to start walking him through the process immediately. And that's if, and I could hear in his voice, okay, I could hear in his voice, no, I'm serious. And when he told me why, this was why. He didn't give me, I don't know. Okay, that's a waste of your time, person. So when I said, okay, so JP, if I'm totally convinced that you're deadly serious, then I'm willing to take a risk on you. So tell me, how serious are you about going, about getting, how serious are you about being able to, you know, do the things that you said you wanted to do? Well, he gave me enough information to tell me that he is serious, where he said, these were some clues to tell me that he is worth it for me to take the next step with him. What did he say? I want you to think about it right now. What did he say that would tell me that perhaps he is a good prospect? Number one, he said, you know, he says, I really want to do this for my son. I really want to get those braces for my son. And you know what? My parents put me through college, and I really want to give that back to my son. And I'm really tired of living under this debt. That's what he said. Okay. Let me give you an example. And JP, I want you to be that person that you know who I need you to be. I'm going to give you an example of what is somebody that you shouldn't be wasting your time with. Okay. And so let's say that I said the same exact thing to JP right here. So, by the end of her first year, she made $250,000. By the end of her second year, she made her first million. So JP, how serious are you as serious as Danny Johnson and Betty was?
Oh yeah, I'm serious.
Okay. Tell me why.
Oh, you know, it'd be cool to have some money, you know. And, you know, I could just do some fun stuff.
Okay. JP, do you have that pen and paper still handy?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and give you my number, and I think that you probably need to go ahead and do a little bit more thinking as to whether or not this is going to work for you. So I'm going to give you a couple places to go to kind of do a little bit more research, and then we'll figure out whether or not we're going to take the next step. Now, my phone number is 123-456-7890. Again, that's 123-456-7890. JP, can you read that back to me? Do it wrong.
4231.
Okay. All right, JP. And you can go to Work at Home Profit Zone and go ahead and check that out. And, you know, JP, ball's in your court. If you run into anybody that is looking for a way to really go out and pay off some debt and is really serious about their financial future, please go ahead and give them my phone number. And I'd be happy to send you a referral fee for referring anything back in this direction. And if you know anybody that could use our services here, please go ahead and pass on the phone number. Other than that, friend, it's nice talking to you on the phone. I wish you the best, and I hope you find exactly what you're looking for. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Perfect, JP. Okay, so there you go. That is not the person you want to be wasting time with, but many of you are challenged by people like that, and you're like, I'm going to get this guy. You don't want that guy. McDonald's doesn't want that guy. Nobody wants that guy. So do not get challenged by that person. Get off the darn phone with them immediately and in a nice way and just be done with it. So again, JP just showed you someone to pursue with a yes and put them through the involvement process. Again, that's expose, involve, and upgrade. Okay, learn this. Master this. This is huge. There's so much rich content inside this thing. You'd be busy for months on just this one little 2CD thing alone. Anyway, so for the first example that JP gave me, yeah, there was some passion. There was some reason in him. He had made a decision that, yes, I want to put my son through college because my parents did it for me. That wasn't a decision he made in that moment. That's a decision he probably made years before, and that was a goal that he had way before he ever even came in contact with answering my ad for our home-based business. And so in this case, this is where I'm now going to test him to see how well he follows through. You know, have you seen the movie Pursuit of Happiness? We sat down as a family last night, and we watched that together. And it was precious. It's a precious, phenomenal movie. Obviously, I cried. It's about a homeless man who became successful. So I identified with Will Smith and that character tremendously. But I learned something last night that was pretty tremendous. You know, this is probably not a good example, but in the stockbroker business, these guys work for 6 months with no pay. And they each have to sell $850,000 worth of investments in order to even be chosen to be one out of 20. All of them have to sell that $850. The company keeps all the profits. But they work for 6 months with absolutely no pay, making hundreds and thousands of dials, thousands and thousands and thousands of dials, and learning that business only one out of 20 is the one that's going to make it. Well, I thought that was really interesting. It's just like a home-based business. I mean, it's just like a home-based business. It's sink or swim, and it's whether or not you're willing to go through the dials and make it happen and stick your neck out there and make things happen. Well, I'm watching that. You walk persistence, and you see people succeed. And you know you don't have time to waste time with people who are whimpering and whining and hemming and hawing and wasting your time. There's no time for it. And what you see demonstrated in Pursuit of Happiness is he didn't have time because he had a son that he had to take care of. His wife took off. So he had to take advantage of every minute that he had. And so it's important that you learn to do the same thing. Don't waste your time on the wrong people. You're looking for the right people. JP demonstrated somebody that's a right person. And so then you walk him through a process. I'm sweating like a pig. We walk him through a process where in that process, he is now showing that he can follow through, that he can make a commitment. And so when he shows up tomorrow and he did this list of homework, things like what it says on page 68. So if you want to know what it is, it's in the script book. When he shows up tomorrow with that homework done, then I know, okay, he can make a commitment. He can follow through with his word. Doesn't every corporation want to know that? It's the same as when those stockbrokers are brought in, 20 of them, and they have to make those dials. They know that if someone doesn't show up, they show up late, they're not going to do it. They're not going to say yes to making no money for 6 months. Guess what they know? This guy ain't cut for this job. This guy ain't cut to make six figures in that business. So he cuts himself. They're not hurt. They know that he weeded himself out. That's what you're looking for also when you what we call pre-launch somebody that truly doesn't have the money. And I'll tell you, they truly do have the money. They truly have access to the money. If he has debt, it's because he had the money. And it means he still has access to the money, and he knows how to go into debt to get himself started. He knows how to go into debt for fun things. Then that means he can take a risk and get himself started. That means he can take a risk and get himself started. So here's a question that came through the internet. When she says she is willing to take a risk, is she paying for him to join? H-E double hockey sticks, no! Thanks for asking that question. No way! No way, no way, no way am I going to pay for some stranger or a family member to get started in business. No! That does not mean you pay for him. What's my risk? My risk of my time. My risk of my time. I hope you're catching this. You're a business developer. You are interviewing for the right kind of people that are going to build a long-term business relationship with you. Somebody that is not willing to invest of themselves is not worth your time. It's that simple. So no way are you paying for somebody else to get started. Not their kit, not their nothing. So So you walk him through these simple steps, and here is the mindset. This is the way I did it. Here's what I know. I could care less if I close on the first deal. I could care less if I close on the first call. I could care less if I close on the first meeting. But I know that at least by the third time you see it, you're a done deal. You're coming to me saying, here's my money. So I don't even try to close again and again and again. No, I know that people have an incubation process. And once they see that it's simple and it works again and again and again, it's only if you keep it simple and only if there's lots of testimonials will they go, oh, this is simple. This is simple. I can, wow, it's working. Wow, it's simple. Wow, it's working. Why? When JP says the same presentation three times in a row, and how does he do that? When I'm walking, well, I can't go into that. That's for November 6th, duplication seminar. It's a teleseminar just like this. We're going to be talking live on video. You're going to learn how to iron out a very simple duplicatable system for people to follow and have success doing that. So I can't go through that right now. It's a different time. So anyway, no, you don't pay for them to get started. H-E double hockey sticks. Hell no. No, no, no. Okay. Great question, Michelle. That was awesome. Okay. Now let's go ahead. And it's the same thing. Here's another example. Anyway, no, we're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. Okay, so that's how you walk someone through that process. That was such a good question to get. Somebody that says they need to wait. So, JP, give me the I need to wait a couple weeks.
Yeah, you know, I might be able to get the money, but it's going to take me at least a couple weeks to get it together.
Okay, great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks?
J-A-Y-P-E-E.
Such a freak. Okay. Anyway, so I'm not going to flinch at that. If he says, I got to wait 2 weeks. Cool. Just fill that out. Now, what do you do? You don't wait 2 weeks before you get them started. No, no, no. Again, when somebody gives you an objection, what they're really saying is they're not sold yet. What sells them? Is it simple? Does it work? That's what sells them. Not more information about your product. Not more information about the comp plan. Not more information about your wonderful self. That is not what's going to sell them. The only thing that's going to sell them is it simple, does it work? What tells them it works? Testimonials. So this is so simple. So again, in this case, okay, great. Welcome aboard. So I'm going to start getting this paperwork filled out, and what am I going to do the next day? I'm going to start the duplication process. I'm going to start the process of getting him through the system and getting him trained. The system that we'll be talking about November 6th, the live teleseminar, two nights, lots of information, step by step, the how-tos, not what to, how to. Big difference between those two words. So let's do this. If all else fails, okay, all else fails, this is by far my best close that I've ever used with anything I've ever done. It is the thing that's going to bring the prospect to the quickest yes that you could ever get. And it sounds like this. Write this down. It's very important. It actually answers those two questions and brings them through the psychological process that says, yes, I can do it. And here is what it is. It starts off with, I don't know. All I know is, and then a story. Again, it's I don't know. All I know is story. Now, if you really want to master this, okay, there's a place I can send you to where you can learn how to really get this thing down, because it's the quickest duplicatable close. And why? Because when JP's getting started, when JP hears me answer every question with I don't know, all I know is story, then when he goes home and he tells his wife about the thing that he just saw, or he tells a friend at work the next day about what he just saw, guess what? He only knows one answer. And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know about that. All I know is Tina got started and bam, tells a story. All I know is Christopher got started and bam. That's the answer because of the story. Stories stick to people. Stories have stickiness to it. And so when you answer objections with testimonials, and again, all of you can do this. This is very simple. Okay, so JP, give me the money objection again.
Let's
say this. Let's work on this
one. I don't know if I'll be able to come up with this. Maybe in a couple weeks or so, but I just don't have any money right now.
Okay, JP, I totally understand where you're coming from. In fact, Christopher, when he first heard about First Steps to Success, he was totally broke. I mean, the kid was completely broke. He's in his 20s. He was out of a job, and his friend had told him about First Steps a month before, and he was still broke. I mean, he had no money when he first heard about it, and he told his friend, dude, I can't afford it. His friend then called him a month later and said, dude, you got to come. It's in Dallas, Texas. And he said, dude, I can't afford it. He goes, you know why you can't afford it? Because you didn't didn't go to the last one. That's how come you can't afford it. And he told him a couple of stories. Christopher actually used his rent money, JP. That's how important it was for Christopher. It was so important for Christopher to get out of that financial pit that he was in that he took a risk on himself and on his future. And he took his rent money. He jumped on a plane, flew into Dallas, Texas, went to First Steps to Success. He came out. He landed himself by the skills that he learned. He learned how to market himself far more effectively. He landed a six-figure position as a personal trainer and became number one out of 550 within the first 6 months that he was that personal trainer, selling over $27,000 worth of personal training in 1 month. The gentleman now is making a six-figure income in a bad economy in an industry that you would think could be getting hurt, not in his, because his skill set increased. So I completely understand where you're coming from. All I know is that Nathan was a broke musician living off of his credit cards. He came out of his first steps, and he generated $20,000 profit his very first week coming out of First Steps to Success, as well as Tyler. He had no income, none. He was homeless, now generating $18,000 a month in 18 months. So, JP, are you ready to get out of that financial situation that you're in immediately or not?
I'll find a way to do it.
Awesome. Here's your application. Go ahead and fill that out. So there you go. It's I don't know. All I know is story, story, story. It works for everything. It keeps the main thing the main thing. You see, let's do this. JP, I want you to ask me about my product. Let's say that we're back in the weight loss days, okay? Ask me about the vitamin A.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've heard that stuff's got too much vitamin A in it, and that can, like, be a health hazard. I mean, what's the deal with that?
Well, JP, I really don't know. All I know is that I got started on this stuff and I lost 35 pounds in 5 weeks and I couldn't believe how fast it fell off, and I feel amazing. As well as my client, Cindy. Cindy got started on it and she lost 20 pounds her first 30 days. And for any reason that you're not completely satisfied, the company will give you your money back. So JP, are you ready to get started in losing that 35 pounds or not?
Of course.
Awesome. Welcome aboard. What's the name that you want the ship to?
JP.
Okay. So there you go, folks. That's very simple, very strategic, simple things that work. Now, here's what's funny. Many of you right now are going, there's no way that works. There's just no way that works, really. I wouldn't be sitting here today if it didn't work. And the truth is that for most smart people, they can't say, I don't know. So again, as I started this call, you got to weigh your ego with your bank account. Figure out which one weighs more. Do you want to look smart or do you want to have a smart bank account? That's the thing you got to pick. And so if you're more worried about what people think of you by saying, I don't know, and if you think that you have to know everything, I'm so sorry. But if I had to know everything, there's no way I could have made it. Success had to be simple. Otherwise, someone like me could not have done it. Someone that was homeless. Someone that was stupid enough to be homeless. Someone that was stupid enough to get pregnant at 17, not married by the deacon's son. Someone that was stupid enough to wind up broke and marry somebody after knowing them for 7 days. Someone that was stupid enough to get $35,000 in debt. Someone that was stupid enough to quit her job and go full-time in a business she had no experience in. Hello, had stupid on my forehead. There's no way that smarts had to be, that smarts could be in the equation in order for me to make it. It had to be simple. It had to be a simple system that I could follow. And the answer, again, that every prospect must go through is this. Is it simple? Does it work? Now, here's the truth. The truth is you're sitting in a crossroads right in this very second. And it's whether or not you're going to follow some simple directions. Some simple directions. Go test me on this. Hey, when you get off the phone with me and the next person that gives you an excuse or an objection say, you know, I really don't know about that. All I know is story, 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 story. And just drill off testimonials. So are you ready to go ahead and get yourself started or not? Are you in or out? And they're going to give you an answer, okay? Regardless of what that answer is, you can put them through an incubation process, keep them cooking on testimonials and how simple the process is. The complicated part about this business is the individual that's in the business. And that's the truth. Business is simple. People are complicated, and that's the part that makes it hard, is the people is what make it hard. But if you can learn some simple skill sets in understanding people for this profession, understanding what motivates them, the five different types of reps that you have in your business right now, if you can understand how to really keep it simple so that it's duplicatable, and if you can understand what you're doing right now that's making it hard so that people say no, or what's making it sound hard so that they don't say yes. In fact, let me ask you this. Are you concerned that you don't have the skills to lead a team and show them how to build a residual income? Do you continue to run into people who want instant gratification but are unwilling to put in time and to do the work that it takes really to get long-term results? Have you figured out how to train your people, your new people, without stopping your own personal production and your own personal results? Are you tired of being the one responsible for keeping the morale and the excitement level up in your organization? Are you sick and tired of, like, trying to pump people up? Trying to pump people up is a joke. It's a joke. Are you tired of hyping people? Are you tired of begging people? Do you ever wonder why people are excited to enroll in your program and then they disappear off the face of the earth? Are you sick of trying to convince your team members the importance of participating in every event and training? Do you find yourself constantly worrying about the success of your team? Are you tired of losing sleep at night going, oh, I just got this person started and I don't know if they're going to make it? Do people leave your business as fast as they come in? Would you like the dream of residual income that attracted you to the home-based business that you're in to become a reality for you in the next 12 months? Listen, there is a step-by-step how to plan to be able to get that. And I said, it is simple. It's a step-by-step plan. The complicated part are the individuals that are involved in it. And so wouldn't you love the answer to all of these questions? Wouldn't it be awesome if you knew exactly how to get it based on results, not based on theory? Well, there's going to be a small group of people that are going to be getting together, just like we're getting together right now, November 6th, as well as, I believe, November 20th. Yeah, November 6th, November 20th, for a two-part teleseminar called Duplication. And that's $97. It's $97. The video part is free. And as well as we're going to give you the recording of the thing absolutely free, for the people that register right now here tonight. You can actually call 866-760-8255. Again, that's 866-760-8255. You can call right now. There is limited seating in that duplication seminar because I'll be role playing with people and I cannot role play with a lot of people and I won't let a lot of people in there more than what I can actually handle, physically handle inside of the time period that we have. We're going to be doing a lot of role playing, where you will be treating me as though I am your new person and you're going to get me started. And I'm going to show you the things that are in your process that are too complicated that you can strip away and have a very simple path for people to follow. And you'll start to see people have results inside of 72 hours after getting them started. And they'll be on a path where they will continue to get results with or without you. That information and the answer to all those questions that I just revealed to you are going to be unfolded. Those secrets that I've used for years are going to be unfolded at this duplication seminar. $97, two parts, November 6th on the phone and the 20th. We're throwing in video free. We're throwing in the recording free for you. You'll own that in your archives forever and can listen to it again and again and again. $97. Or your money back. If you're not satisfied, you don't want to call, you think, oh, I already know that. Oh, this is nothing. No, thank you. It's nothing new. We'll give you your money back. Everything we do, everything we have is 100% money back guaranteed. Also, for those of you that are my, that really I would consider to be our team, our people that are driven to see people succeed, those of you that are using the First Steps to Success system to build success, Orlando, Florida is coming up the 15th and 16th. It's the last chance you have to get anyone qualified for Creating a Dynasty, which is our advanced training seminar for anybody that wants to be in leadership and for anyone that is in leadership. If you manage people, lead people, want to manage, lead, and direct people, you want to become more efficient with that, you want to raise up people who do better than you. Creating a Dynasty is the event that will make that happen for you. Not teach you how, make it. Make it happen. And how? That's determined by how many people you have at Creating a Dynasty with you. That's what I mean by it makes it happen for you. Not teaches you how. Yes, it'll teach you how, but it's teaching your people at the same time, which means it will make leadership rise up within the ranks of your own organization right now. And so those ranks are important. What is this? I'll let our clients answer that question. Is it best to see Danny Johnson live at a First Steps to Success? Here's a question for you. I'm going to answer that like this. People say, is it best to hear it, you know, on video or to come live? I want you to go. Stop chatting. Listen to me. Have you ever been on a roller coaster? Okay. I'm going to take Marine World, for example. Okay. Barrie has a great little theme park called Marine World. We can sit there and we can stand and look at one of those roller coasters at Marine World. Yep, we can. We can sit there and look. I wish I could remember one of the names of them. I can't even remember. But we can look at that roller coaster and say, wow, man, that is a roller coaster. Dang, look at that sucker. It twists. It turns. It goes upside down. Not two times, but four times. It goes, you know, however many miles per hour. Whoa. Man, that looks scary. That looks like fun. Okay. Is there a difference between looking at the roller coaster, describing the roller coaster, looking at the details of the roller coaster, and riding the roller coaster? Yeah, there's a big difference. One gives you experience. And through the experience, after you get on that roller coaster, you get off and then you go, whoa, now that was a roller coaster. You have authority once you have experience. You have no authority when you're just talking about something. But you have the fullness of the authority of things that you've experienced. And therefore, you can lead with what you've experienced. And it's easier to get people to follow you once you have experience. When you don't have the experience, you kind of should shut up about it. And so is there a difference between coming to First Steps Live and listening to audios? It's night and day. It's like somebody explaining the birth of their child. What do I mean by that? You can talk about it, but unless you were in the room while it's being birthed, you did not experience it. You don't really know it. When you really know something, then you really can impact and empower other people with what you know. But you don't know something by sitting on the sidelines watching other people go through it. And so is there a big difference between coming out live? Your whole life will be dramatically changed forever. I know that's cliche. I know that sounds stupid. I know it sounds silly. But I'm telling you right now, your whole entire life, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when Christopher was looking at coming, when his friend told him about it in February, and he was broke. 30 days later, he was still broke. Is that going to be you? Because guess what? This is your last chance to go to First Steps to Success before you can even qualify for Dynasty. There is not a First Steps to Success in December. You cannot come out to creating a dynasty. We do not allow anybody into creating a dynasty. And I don't care if it's a president of the stinking United States. We have had, through the years, people call our office. We've had TV personalities. We've had television producers. We've had book publishers. We've had very important CEOs of multi-million-dollar corporations say, I don't need First Steps. Can I just come to Dynasty? And guess what our answer is? No, you cannot. Well, can I just come? You know, I can't make it to Orlando, you know, but I can come to Atlanta for Dynasty. I'm not available in November. I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait till January. You cannot come unless you go through First Steps to Success first. I don't care who it is. They are not allowed. Period. End of story. First Steps to Success is not a beginner seminar. It is for whatever level it is that you are in, whatever level of leadership, whether it be zero or high. We have CEOs coming to that. They run multi-million dollar corporations, and we got people that are running a daycare that come to that. We got people running a small home-based business. We got people running multi-million dollar home-based business that are coming through First Steps Success, and many of them every single month, because it is at whatever level it is that you need it. And so all I know is, this is all I know, Melinda came through First Steps to Success, made $3,500 after 24 hours. All I know is Michael out of San Jose came out of First Steps to Success, got a higher career move, paid off $13,000 worth of debt, has more money in his savings account today than he ever has in his entire life. All I know is Emma from Huntington Beach, California, came out of First Steps to Success, paid off $13,000 worth of debt immediately. Philip and Felicia from Houston, Texas, after 3 months coming out of their first step success, made over $12,000 consistently per month. Josh and Rachel paid off $25,000 worth of debt in 7 months, increased their income by 50%. I didn't say that they listened to an audio. No, they came to First Step Success. They increased their income by 50%, are six-figure income earners. They're earning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Walter made $4,000 his first week after his first steps, tripled his income. Rick from Austin was ready to walk away from his business, now entering into a seven-figure business. By keeping it and diversifying his companies, he now is very happy that he jumped on a plane and flew from Dallas, Texas to Seattle, Washington. He and his wife, both lives have been dramatically blessed. So Last chance, my friends. If you want to develop leadership, if you want 2009 to just blow your mind, you want to get rid of these whining people that you've been working with, not get rid of them, but you want to raise them up to where they're no longer whining, but they're getting results, I have one answer for you. First Steps to Success, Orlando, Florida. Then Creating a Dynasty, Atlanta, Georgia. You're going to walk out. It will make you leadership. It will make your leadership higher, not teach you how, make it how. You're going to get the skill sets while you're sitting there because you practice the skill sets as you're learning them. It is the most powerful thing you will ever experience in your entire life. JP, this call is now back to you. Thanks so much. Good night, everybody. Let's talk to you soon.
Thank you, Danny. That was an awesome, awesome training. I felt privileged to be a part of it. Folks, you heard Danny talk about the duplication teleseminar. Go ahead and call us at 866-760-8255. And also, we want to let you know, or we want to know what you were thinking about tonight's call, tonight's broadcast. So you can go to workathomeprofitzone.com/feedback and let us know what you thought of this broadcast. And also, if you are on Twitter, you can follow us, twitter.com/HansJohnson. And, folks, next week is going to be off the hook. We're going to have another live broadcast, and it's going to be on a topic that you all are going to want to be an expert on, and that is follow-up, from activation to mobilization. This is about getting results for your new people fast, and there's going to be live question and answer. You're going to have a chance to role-play with Danny on this call, webcast, that's a habit, and you're going to be able to deal with the challenges that you may have had with people you talked to last month. Do you know how to continue progress from activating somebody to mobilizing them to getting to work and duplicating? Do you know how to get commitment from people you started last month that haven't done anything? Do you know how to put people to work? Do you know why some reps go to work and some others don't? Well, find out on next week's live broadcast. That's Monday, November 3rd, live with Q&A. You're not going to want to miss it. And, folks, we'll see those of you that are ready to take your business to a much higher level and take 6 months off your learning curve. We will see you in Orlando November 15th and 16th. If you register tonight, you will receive a free guest pass, and that is over after midnight tonight Pacific time. It's the last night to get a free guest pass. Folks, that's a two-for-one. That is a two-for-one. That's crazy. I never got two-for-ones when I went to the workshops. So, folks, register tonight. Do not hesitate. This is your last chance to qualify for Dynasty, and we're going to see you next week on the live broadcast. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines and shout it out. Good night and God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
From Atlanta.